Federal fundraising numbers show Wisconsin's Democratic Party vastly outraised its Republican counterpart last month. It's Tuesday, March 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers has proposed a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering. Why this might actually stand a chance of passing. And one of the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court is no stranger to state politics.
I care about our democracy, and I care about our individual rights and freedoms. How many of you care about those things? All right.
We'll hear a profile of Liberal Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor, who's running for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Stay with us.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
New figures show the Democratic Party outraised its Republican counterpart 9 times over last month. Rich Kramer has more.
The numbers come from the party's federal accounts, which go towards spending on House or Senate races. In February, state Democrats raised around $1.5 million. State Republicans raised less than $168,000. University of Wisconsin-La Crosse political science professor Anthony Chergosky says it appears Democrats are more energized. Also, he says federal figures can signal digital fundraising strength.
If one party is consistently outraising the other in their federal account, that can reflect differences in national small donor networks and online mobilization capacity.
Chergosky says it's not surprising to see Democrats raising more ahead of the midterm elections, which historically are more favorable to the party not in the White House. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In just a few weeks, the state legislature will reconvene for a special session at the request of Governor Tony Evers. Evers has proposed a constitutional amendment to ban partisan gerrymandering. And while the Republican-held legislature usually gavels in and out quickly from Evers' special sessions, some experts say this proposal could stand a chance.
The environment has changed in Wisconsin and nationally over the last couple of years that make this a possibility in a way it wouldn't have been for many years in Wisconsin.
That's Barry Burden, who directs the Elections Research Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says that with divided government in a swing state, where the governor's seat and legislature could be up for grabs, it's a more palatable prospect to both sides. Republicans have signaled they are willing to negotiate on the issue with Evers, but as of last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said those conversations have not yet begun. Meanwhile, a top Republican leader says Wisconsin's land purchase program is part of negotiations with the governor to fund property tax relief and special education. As Danielle Kading reports, talks have been ongoing for months over how to spend the state's multi-billion-dollar surplus.
In its final floor session, the Wisconsin Senate failed to take up bills for the state's long-running land purchase program. Funding for the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program expires in June. GOP Senate President Mary Felskowski told WPR's Wisconsin Today that funding for the program is part of talks on how to spend the state's $2.5 billion budget surplus.
We've been in negotiations with the Senate, the Assembly, and the Governor's Office with a proposal, and we are still negotiating that, so it's ongoing.
GOP bills would have provided less funding and more legislative oversight of the program, which Democrats opposed. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers has said he's optimistic that lawmakers can work together to reauthorize the program. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers, meanwhile, has signed a bill adding dozens of new staff members tasked with preventing Wisconsin from losing its federal food assistance. It will also ban residents from buying soda, candy, and energy drinks with federal funds. The legislation started out as a Republican bill to prevent people from using the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to buy junk food. Democrats strongly objected, that is, until Republicans amended it to provide nearly $73 million and 28 new positions at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Those staff members will ensure compliance with recent GOP changes to federal SNAP rules, which Democrats have warned could put funding at risk if food assistance error rates get too high. In a statement, Evers said he's grateful for lawmakers passing the bipartisan legislation aimed at supporting critical food assistance for Wisconsinites. AI is developing so fast that experts say advances are becoming hard to measure. Corrine Hess reports that recognizing this, the University of Wisconsin wants to help people understand the new technology.
The AI Skills Access Passport is a free series of videos for people who need a starting point. The short, simple videos were developed in partnership with UW Credit Union. System President Jay Rothman says the series is designed for the general public.
The reality is that AI is here, and it's here now, and we have to adapt to it. So allowing people to be educated about how it functions and how it works is absolutely incredible.
Videos include topics like avoiding AI scams and fact-checking information. Several UW campuses are now offering AI majors or certificates. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A proposal that would have allowed more than 100 additional staffers to work in courts across Wisconsin appears to have fizzled out, at least for now. The legislation did clear Wisconsin's assembly, but never got a vote in the state Senate. Last week, the Senate wrapped up its regularly scheduled business for the rest of the year. The bill would have allowed Wisconsin to hire additional prosecutors, public defenders, and several more judges. Republican Representative David Steffens says he introduced the proposal to counteract a backlog of criminal cases.
We have a system that's on the brink and needs to have the proper staffing in order to operate correctly.
Steffens told WPR he's, quote, incredibly disappointed that the bill failed this session. But he says he's, quote, confident the additional positions will be added in as part of Wisconsin's next budget. Coming up, we'll continue taking a look at the candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court, that election coming up next month. Today, we'll take a look at candidate Chris Taylor. Stay with us.
It's easy to connect with WPR through our website, WPR.org. Click on About WPR to give us your feedback, send in news tips, or contact our staff. Join one of our online communities through Facebook or subscribe to a program podcast. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, some candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court are cautious talking about politics. But for Liberal Appeals Judge Chris Taylor, political advocacy is a big part of how she got here. It's drawn contrast between Taylor and her opponent, and in an unusually quiet campaign, it might also draw voters to the polls. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk has this profile.
Over the last few years, voters have gotten used to high-profile Wisconsin Supreme Court races. There's another race this year, but with the ideological balance of the court not up for grabs, the spotlight is missing. There are still two candidates from different ideological camps. Appeals Judge Marie Lazar of Brookfield is the conservative, and the liberal is Appeals Judge Chris Taylor of Madison.
And I am running because, like so many of you, I care about our democracy, and I care about our individual rights and freedoms. How many of you care about those things? All right.
That's Taylor at a recent campaign event at a Steelworkers Union Hall in Neenah. Taylor has been a judge since 2020 and a lawyer for way longer than that. But in between finishing law school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and being appointed to the Dane County Circuit Court bench, Taylor was a progressive advocate. She worked as the policy director at Planned Parenthood and then spent nearly a decade in the state assembly, where she was deeply critical of Republican Governor Scott Walker's agenda.
Right to work is not about freedom. It does not make workers more free. It makes them poorer.
Governor Walker and legislative Republicans should not be mandating invasive medical procedures for women.
The absolute epidemic of gun violence.
This is just taxpayer subsidies of religious education so that Governor Walker's biggest contributors can make a buck.
It's not totally unusual for lawmakers to become judges. In Wisconsin, David Prosser was a Republican Speaker of the State Assembly before joining the state Supreme Court. And Lynn Edelman was a Democratic state senator before being nominated to a federal judgeship in Milwaukee. One of Taylor's oldest friends says her background demonstrates precisely who she'd be on Wisconsin's highest court.
Chris is extremely passionate about the things she believes in. Deeply concerned about others.
That's Joey Hoey, Assistant Deputy Secretary at the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. More than 30 years ago, he and Taylor met at a law school party. Hoey remembers talking with Taylor about her decision to run for the assembly. He said she was weighing how to transition from pure issues advocate to representing a diverse constituency. And he said they had similar conversations when the possibility of becoming a judge first arose.
Like when she made the decision to run in the legislature, she wanted to make sure she was ready for what was going to be a switch. You know, she was going to take off one hat and put on a very different hat. And I think she was very cognizant of the fact that the responsibilities and the role that a judge plays are very different than what an assembly representative plays.
Taylor's legislative background opens her up to attack from the other side, and Lazar's ads have gone after her.
Which agenda do you want on the bench?
Former Planned Parenthood policy director and activist Chris Taylor wrote the extremist legislation in 2017 to allow abortion.
But the ads are reaching fewer people this year. Donations are way down, and Lazar's fundraising has lagged. And what voters want from judicial candidates has changed, according to Charles Gay, a professor of judicial conduct and ethics at Indiana University's School of Law. In a place like Wisconsin, where Republicans run the legislature, voters see the courts as another way to accomplish their policy goals.
You know, now it's really you're our last hope. No one is listening to us.
Back at the campaign event in Neenah, Taylor says regardless of the jobs she's held, her values have remained clear.
But the through line in my career for those last 30 years has been that passion and that commitment to people.
Taylor argues that she's a better judge because she was a legislator. In a quieter kind of election, it just might be what she needs to stand out. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Anya Van Wagtendonk.
Our thanks to WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk for bringing us that story. Hey, if you missed it, yesterday WPR aired a profile of Taylor's opponent, Judge Maria Lazar. That one was brought to us by WPR's Rich Kramer. You can read both profiles. You can listen to them as well. You can find all of it at WPR.org. And of course, we'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. A couple of flood watches and warnings across the state today. A flood watch in Tremplo and La Crosse counties near the Black River. There's a flood watch in Juneau County along the Yellow River as well. And a flood warning in Wood County, also along the Yellow River. No new rain expected today. That is some good news with highs in the 40s and 50s. Overnight, pretty cloudy with lows in the 30s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Glad you could join us, and thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Don't forget to help spread the word about the show. We really appreciate it. All you got to do is tell a friend, and you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.